A guten Erev Shabbos, Miketz, Shabbos Chanukah, it's Rosh Chodesh, a Freilich Chanukah to everybody. In this week's parsha, the Torah starts off telling us that Yosef HaTzadik was in jail for 2 years. Why was he in jail for 2 years? So the last pasuk in last week's parsha, Bereishis Mem, pasuk of Gimel, tells us, V'loi zachar sarah mashkem es Yosef ha'ishkacheyu. The sarah mashkem, the butler of Paroi, who was with him in jail, did not remember that Yosef asked him to mention him to Paro, and he forgot him. Rashi tells us over there that why was it that he forgot? So Rashi tells us because Yosef pinned his hopes of getting out by asking the butler to mention him to Paro. And Rashi says that that was something that Yosef was called to task for. As Rashi points out, the pasuk in Tehillim, Asher HaGeber Asher Sam Hashem Iftachoy, praise is the person that will only trust in God, and he will not turn to anyone else. And that was, so to speak, a taina on Yosef HaTzadik, that he put his hope in the Sarah Mashkim. This has a message for us, and it's also related to Chanukah. The Gemara tells us in Chulin Daf Zayinim and Aleph that Reb Pinchas ben Yair was once going to do the mitzvah of Pidyon Shvuyim. He came to the Nahar Gina. He raised his voice and he said to the river Ginoi, Chalokli Memechal Ve'Eberbach, open up the water, split your seas, and I will be able to go through. And the Gemara says that the river answered him, that you going to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was asking you to do, and I am doing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was asking me to do. However, Ata Safek Oisa Safek Iata Oisa. The mission that you're going upon of Pidyon Shvuyim, redeeming a captive, you may be successful, you might not be successful. However, I, whatever I do, I'm always successful. Because I, as a river, run daily, 24 hours a day, and I'm doing the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So why should I split for you? To which Reb Pinchas ben Yair answered, Im ein ata chaylik meimecha gezrani alecha shayabu b'cha mayim lo'ilam. If you do not split for me, if you do not allow me to pass through, I will decree upon you that your waters will never flow ever again. And the Sefer Chassidim ask, why is it that Reb Pinchas ben Yair has such a sharp answer? It seems that the river was correct. What I do, I'm doing 100% of the time the will of God, and I'm successful. What you're doing is not necessarily going to have results. My results are 100%. What you're going to do may not result in what you want to do. I'm always doing the Ratzon of Hashem. You are not always doing the Ratzon of Hashem. And the Rebbe from Belz answered a beautiful answer. He says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not ask us necessarily to accomplish. HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks us to try. There's a saying in Yiddish, Medavton Nish Oifton. We have to do, we have to try, but we don't have to accomplish. Getting the results, getting the desired results, is up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yes, we have to do as much as we can, and our hashtadlus has to be until we can't do anything else. But we can't expect to be successful. We cannot expect that things will get done the way we want them to, or we cannot expect that we will be successful doing what we want to do. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that gives success. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that makes it happen ultimately. And that was Reb Pinchas ben Yair's answer to the Nahar. Yes, you are successful 100% of the time, but that is not my job. My job is to try and to redeem this captive. My job is to make every effort possible, every effort humanly possible, to help this captive be freed. The same we could say is with Yosef. Rashi is saying to us at the end of last week's parsha that Yosef did too much ishtadlus. Yosef put too much hope in the Sarah Mashkim. Yes, he had to do what he could to get out, but by saying those two extra words, Zachartani, Hiskartani, that you'll remember me and you'll mention to me Paro, that was way too much for Yosef. That was way too much effort. That was way too much. That was almost expecting it to get done by the Sarah Mashkim. He, so to speak, forgot that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can redeem him, not the Sarah Mashkim and not Paroi. This is actually hinted in the Nusach of Al HaNisim that we say on Chanukah. We say, Al HaMelchamos, We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the wars. The Imre Imes points out that we don't thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we won. But we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us the koyach to fight. Why is that? Because our job is not to win. Our job is to fight. The fight is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks from us. The fight against the spirits of trying to take away Aruchnias, the bad winds that are trying to be Doicha, the Or, the Choshech, the darkness that tries to take away the light, HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects us to fight with them. However, the accomplishments, the win, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do that. And that's why we say V'al Molchomais. Again, wishing everybody a happy Shabbos, a Freilich and Chanukah, and a good Gebenshtiyar, good Shabbos.